This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Friday, December 5th. God's word for you today is spiritual capacity. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 15, verse 7 to 8, and it says, "But if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father." Beginning today, we are going to look at five areas to build capacity. The first is spiritual capacity. You need to build spiritual capacity, and you do that by reading your Bible and praying every day. When you read your Bible and pray every day, you sort out the issue of identity. The problem is most people do not know who they are. God is taking you on a journey, but you see Mr. A and you want to be like Mr. A. God is saying your DNA is unique. God needs you to be you. But you cannot come into your own until you find yourself in God. How do you find yourself in God? By getting into the Word, reading His Word, and praying every single day. The more you pray, the more God rubs off on you. The Bible is like a mirror. The more you see yourself in God, the more your identity is sorted out. You are not trying to be like person A today, and like person B tomorrow. People who struggle with such things do not know who they are. Some people need to wear makeup to feel beautiful. You are already beautiful. Any makeup you wear is just enhancing your beauty. If you do not know that, then you do not know who you are. It is not the labels you wear that make you recognized. Some people do not feel significant or important if they are not wearing Gucci or Louis Vuitton. You have an identity problem and you're trying to cover it with other people's identity. Listen, those people have found who they are, at least to the degree that they are making the impacts they are making. Find yourself, build your spiritual capacity, read your Bible, pray every day. The more you do that, the stronger you become. The second thing building spiritual capacity does to you is it gives you power with God. Jacob wrestled with God, and Jacob had power with God. Daniel had power with God. Moses and Samuel had power with God. God said in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 1, please read, that if Moses and Samuel were here, I will not change my mind. It means that two people that had a reputation of changing God's mind were Moses and Samuel. God will say, this is what I'm going to do. Moses will show up and say, I know you can do it, and no one can question you, but permit me to say something. And by the time he is done, God would have changed his mind. Samuel and Abraham were like that too. When you build spiritual capacity, you have power with God. People who do not know God or have power with God will be confused about you. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the capacity to remain in your word, and your words remain in me. Cause me to have power with God and with men. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.